Let us learn a beautiful sicha together. Vayishlach Yutas Kislev. It's based on two Fabrengens. A Fabrengen that the Rebbe had Tavshin Chav Gimel and Shabbos Parshas Vayishlach, 1962, and a Fabrengen of Yutas Kislev Tavshin Chav Hei, 1964. And very powerful Nekudas. The original Vayishlach sicha was more on the Rashi that we're, and the Mefarshim that we're going to start explaining with. And the Yutas Kislev is the second part of the Sicha, the majority of the Sicha, which is the Chassidus element. And in the version of the edited version that we have, the Sicha the Rebbe gave out, it's a combination of these two. So let's go in the order of the Sicha. My father-in-law said in the year Tavshin Gimel, 1942-1943, so this was Vayishlach time. He said that in Vayishlach Tavkuf Lamed Gimel, that Vayishlach Tavkuf Lamed Gimel, which is a few days before the Mezitcha Magid passed away, the last Shabbos that the Mezitcha Magid was in this world, as he was on his bed, together with his, surrounded by his Chevraya Kaddisha's holy students, he says, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. That's the beginning of the Pasha. And Rashi explains what's Malachim, Malachim Mamish. Literally Malachim. And the Mezitcha Magid said, the Mamish of the Malachim he sent to Esav, but the Ruchnius he kept with him. Asks the Rebbe, we have to ask a few questions. The fact that Yaakov sent Malachim Dafka, even though technically you're not allowed to use Malachim, that brings from the Or HaChaim, you're not allowed to use Malachim Stam. It's because he wanted to elevate Esav. That's what Chassidus explains. Therefore, he sent Malachim. So why wouldn't he send the Mamash of Malachim? If you're going to refine them, the main thing that is going to refine Esav is the Ruchnius of the Malachim, not the Gashmius of the Malachim. And Bechlal, the Rebbe says, in the fundamental, it's not understood. How can you separate between the Mamash of Malachim, which is the Guv, and the Ruchnius, their Nefesh, and say that the Mamash was sent to Esav and the Ruchnius was sent to Yaakov? Even by a Ben Adam, by a human being, and by an animal, it's pretty much impossible that the guf cannot do anything without its nefesh inside, without the soul. Otherwise, it's just a dead guf. How much more so malachim, which they're fundamentally just a nefesh. And Rebbe, in footnote 5, goes in an interesting insight, basically explains something that he brought in Kutas Sichas Chelek Hei. You might say that there was a reason we had to refine Esav Dafka through the Mamash of the Malachim. So if that's the case, that you need a Dafka the Gashmis, then why send Malachim? Send Basar Adam, which are much more Gashmis, human beings. And even though you're going to say that we explain in Chelek Hei that he wasn't allowed to send human Malachim because halachically, you're not allowed to put somebody in danger, and there was a risk of danger. So that's why he sent Malachim, but still he could have sent spies. So the question is, why didn't Yaakov send human beings if he has to send the Mamash or the Malachim? So the question is, there has to be something that he sent the Malachim specifically, not human beings, because they had to do a birur, they had to do a refinement. So why did he send the Mamash of the Malachim and not the Nefesh of the Malachim? Also, the Rebbe says, based on what Rashi said, Malachim Mamash, what's Rashi coming to say? He's coming to negate the pshat that says that he sent human beings, and he's saying that he sent literally Malachim. But according to the Magid, what he's saying is Malachim Mamish is to say, no, he didn't send the spirituality of Malachim, he sent the physicality of Malachim, which seems to be almost opposing. Rashi is focusing on the fact it wasn't physical, it was spiritual, and Magid is focusing on the fact it wasn't spiritual, it was physical. So Deborah says, based on this, you can't say that the Magid was trying to say that Yaakov only sent the Mamish without the Ruchnius, but rather he sent the Malachim in such a way that even when they came to Esav and they were there, Begufam uvenafsham, they did not separate themselves from their connection to Yaakov. And it was therefore as if they only came to Esav Beguf and with their Mamish. In other words, they felt, there was a Hargasha, they felt within themselves that their real place is by Yaakov. That's their fundamental. As the Baal Shem Tov taught us, where a person's will is, that's where you are. Where was their will by the Nasi, by their leader, by Yaakov? And the fact that they have to be by Esav is just secondary, and that's because the shlichus of Yaakov. Just like the Guf doesn't have a Metzias without the Nefesh, so too their shlichus, they have no independent Metzias other than Yaakov. Says the Rebbe, so based on this, it's not only that the Maggid does not negate Rashi's Pshat, no, he explains it. How can you send Malachim Mamish to accomplish the refinement, the Birur in Esav, that Stavke, when their Nefesh, their Ruchnius, is connected to Yaakov and does not get changed in whatever circumstance they are, even with their Esav? So what the Maggid said, that only the Mamish was sent, points out the Nekuda that Rashi said of Mamish. In other words, that he made the malachim, malachim mamish, real malachim. What's a real malach? That even when he's by Esav, he stays true to who he is. And now that we finish this little nekuda, the Rebbe takes it to a whole different, the whole other level. Let's understand, says the Rebbe, when was this Torah said? It was said the last Shabbos before he was nostalgic, which means that there was a form of tzava, a final will, and a general avodah and avodas Hashem. And because we know that amongst the students of the Maggid, the Alter Rebbe was the most beloved, and the Rebbe brings from the letter of Rabbi Yitzchok Mabarditchev that says, Mabarditchev says, that day you mentioned that our teacher, Menachem Mendel Mehoredok, was very precious in the eyes of our Rebbe, I didn't hear that. But what I could tell you and I could testify is that my Mechutin, the Alter Rebbe, their grandchildren married each other, was very precious in the eyes of the Maggid, and he used to talk incredibly about his shevach, about his praise. So it has to be that it was a message for the Alter Rebbe, especially what the Berditchever said, that we all ate from the same pot, and the Litvak, the Alter Rebbe, because he used to be called that, took the choicest. In other words, that the Haidah that was said the last, just before his Histalkus, had to reach all the students, but how much more? So the choicest of the student, the Miyase, the Chassidus Chabad, the founder of Chassidus Chabad. And based on the fact that the Maggid told Alter Rebbe that Yutes Kislev is our Yemei Lula, because Yutes Kislev was the Histalkus of the Maggid, and 26 years later was when the Alter Rebbe went out of jail. So you must say that there's a strong connection to this day, Yutes Kislev, the day that they were redeemed, that he was redeemed, and the day that the Maggid was installed. So what is Yutes Kislev all about? And that's where the Sikha really takes off now. Yafutsu Ma'inasecha Chutzah. Now, even though Yafutsu Ma'inasecha Chutzah makes sense, spreads the Chassidus everywhere, but because we know that Yidden are connected to Torah and Yidden and Torah are one, must say when there's a Chiddush in Torah, there's a Chiddush in the Yidden as well. In other words, when something changes in Torah, there must be a change in the Yidden as well. So if there was a change in Afot HaSamayonis, there's an impact on the Yidden. And that's something that was also changed in Yutes Kislev. Mayonis, the wellsprings that Yutes Kislev started going out, that refers to Nishmas HaDaraisa and Neshama of the Torah. Before Yutes Kislev, what was revealed? Only the Guf of the Torah, the Guf of HaDaraisa, the Guf, the physical. Not the physical, but the external. Nigla the Torah, but Pnimius the Torah, which is Neshama of the Torah, was hidden. Just like the difference between a Guf and a Neshama, the Guf is something you could see, and the Neshama, not only can't you understand it, but you can't even grasp it within your mind. Not only can't you see it, you can't grasp it within your mind. The only thing you could do is understand that it exists. You see that the person's body is functioning, so you know that there's a Neshama. But what's the Chiddush of Yutes Kislev? That then, even this incredible deep level has now become, in if in Avon of Asagid, you can understand it, just like you can understand Nigla. And this Chiddush of Torah that we revealed in the Neshama of the Torah also changed within Yisrael, that the Yid's Neshama, which by Mitzad Atzma, by default, is hidden, will shine in throughout the whole Guf. In other words, this had an impact not only in the Torah, but it had an impact on the Yid, because Yisrael, Valyadaisa, Kulachad, Yidden and Torah once, if there was a transformation within Torah, there was a transformation within the Yid. Says the Rebbe. In general, the way the Neshama impacts the Guf, there are two general ways. And then he's going to split the second way into two. What's the two ways? The Neshama reveals itself in a way that it has control in the Guf, and the Guf gives in. But nevertheless, you still feel the Guf is an independent reality. Bays, number two, that the Neshama is revealed so much that the Guf is not a Metzias, and that is where the Neshama truly shines with the Guf. Just like the Nefesh HaBahamis, or Nefesh HaChiyunis, the Nefesh that keeps us alive, you can't separate and say that the Guf is one thing and the Neshama's and the Nefesh HaBahamis is something else, but because it's the Chayis of the Guf, it's ultimate unity. And it's not as if the Nefesh has to command the Guf to do something, it happens by default. So too, the Neshama, by a Yid, Atam, Kliyim, Adam, we are similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that our Chayis HaGashmi is from the Nefesh HaLikis. And the Rebbe says, even though in the footnote, he says, even though the famous statement in Tanya, that by the Beinoni, the Nefesh HaBahamis is he, Ha'odom Atzmei, that is the person. Nevertheless, in the deeper level, in the true level, Amitas HaChayis, Imi Nefesh HaLikis. So that the Neshama should be able to accomplish everything it has to do in this world, tefillin, tzitzit, tzedakah, only through the physical body. So the Guf is only existing to fulfill the Neshama's goal. In other words, the whole tachlis, the whole goal of the Metzias of a Yid is only to make a place for Hashem, Mishkan Lo Yisparach, Vasal Yimim, Shachanti B'Saicham. The Yid has no independent existence. He's just Ezer Yishik Shera, what's a refined kosher woman, someone who does the will of her husband, and more so, whatever a woman acquires, the husband acquires. In other words, not only does she agree to give over everything to her husband, but she does it in a way that's automatic. Whatever she acquires, he acquires. So too, whatever the Yid does, he's the wife of a Kadosh Baruch who goes automatically to Hashem. And says the Rebbe, even those people who have not reached the level of being a Ishak Shera or to Hashem, they're not at that level. Nevertheless, they're an Eved. Because Reishis Avodah Vikur Shosha, the foundation of the Avodah, at least, Perek Mamalaf and Tanya, is to be an Eved. Now, even an Eved, Mashakana Eved Kana Rabbi, whatever an Eved acquires goes to the Rav. So not only is it that the Eved doesn't rebel against his master, not only that, you know, that he has to give permission, etc., but it happens automatically. Everything goes to the master. So too by a Yid, everything goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, regardless of you see yourself as the Eved or Ishak Sheda. Now, these two levels in the way the Neshama reveals, number one, that the Neshama only controls the Guf, but the Guf is an independent reality, and that the Guf is no Metzias, fits the two statements, whatever you do should be L'Shem Shemayim, and Chol Zachecha De'eu, which is something that the Rebbe explores much more in the earlier Chalakim of the Kutta Sichas. As we know, the difference between these two Avodas is Kol Masecha Yul Hashem Shamayim means it's still your actions. Kol Masecha. It's your life. But you do it with the right intention. B'chol Zachecha De'eu means that there is no independence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, within my actions, I'm not only doing with intention, I'm finding Hashem within it. And that's how I discover Hashem. That's how I have Das for Hashem. In other words, you would have thought that the only way to reach Das of Hashem is through Kedusha, learning Torah and Kiyum Mitzvahs, but how can you do it through doing things that are just living, eating, drinking, etc., business? And that's the Pshat Chol Zachecha De'eu, that the eating itself has to be a Kedusha and a Mitzvah. Not only that it leads to something positive, it itself is a Mitzvah. Like Achilas Shabbos, Sudas Mitzvah, Achilas Kodshim, they itself are a Mitzvah. And these two avoidas, of either Kol Masechi L'Shem Shemayim, level one, and B'chol D'Achecha De'eu, level two, depend on the two ways the Neshama reveals itself. When it's only controlling the Guf, but the Guf is a separate entity, then the Avoda is L'Shem Shemayim. But the Guf is still its own entity. But when the Neshama is revealed so much that the Guf nullifies itself in front of the Neshama, then it's B'chol D'Achecha De'eu, because there is no independent at all. Now, says the Rebbe like this. This is where he splits the second level into two levels. Even within Chol Zachecha De'eu, there are two levels in specifically. One is that even though everything is Kedusha, nevertheless, they still felt the Gashmius within them. Not the independence of the Gashmius, but there is still Gashmius. Shabbos, it's a mitzvah, that he's enjoying the Shabbos, he enjoys the wine, he enjoys the meat. As the Rebbe says, the famous Hayom Yom, the story that the Baal Shem Tov one time showed to his students, an ox dressed in the clothing of Shabbos, sitting by a table. Now, who was it, this ox? Hayat tzaddik echad. There was a tzaddik that ate the meat to do mitzvah Shabbos. But because he wanted to do the mitzvah so much, he became it. In other words, he didn't do it for the gashmis. He did it because he wanted to do the mitzvah. But he still became the basar. He still became the flesh. And he brings from various sources, from Torah early, Kutei Torah, that food itself, not only the pleasure of it, megashim tzas makes a person more megushim, more physical. So that's level one. Taket change, but there's still gashmis. Level two is that bechlal nishtok ken gashmis. There is no felt gashmis. Not only because there's so much kedusha, but because the Gashmius becomes 100% Kedusha. And that also depends on the bittul of the guf to the Nefesh HaBahamas. As we know, a healthy body is when you don't feel anything. When you feel something, like he brings from the Pasuk, Reishi, Reishi, my head, if you feel your head, that's a problem. Because it's, you shouldn't feel it, it should be natural. So too, by the chayis of the nefesh l'kis, a healthy yid, you don't feel gashmis, there's no gashmis. Everything is nefesh l'kis, just like eating. Everything he does is to bring l'kis through this world. And he says, baruch atah Hashem l'keinu melech ha'olam, he brings Hashem into this world, into this food, and that's why he's eating it, and there's no gashmis. This is quite a level the Rebbe is expecting us. And so too with business, even though he's talking, negotiating, and he's doing what businessmen do, but he's doing b'chol d'achechadeo, just like the story of the Binyamin Kletzker, that he was a businessman in forests and wood, and lumber. And one time when he made a cheshbon, when he made a sahaka, when he made the bottom line, he wrote Einin Movade. Because that was everything. That was the whole point of his business, was Einin Movade. Now, every single detail in Avodas Hashem that Chassidus demands from us, our Rebbe's paved the way. So too, We know that this was also paved by the Alter Rebbe. Famous story that one time a chashev, a guest, was visiting him. And everybody just split up the jobs of preparing for this guest. The problem is they didn't split up who would give the salt. So everybody poured the salt. And by then the meal was very, very salty. When the food was brought to the Alter Rebbe and the guest, he ate it. The guest pushed it away. Why didn't you eat, asked the Alter Rebbe? It's very salty. Says the Alter Rebbe that when he was a mezritch, he was poil on himself, he accomplished, he achieved the level that he pashut doesn't taste food. Now, even though such a level is only shechted after them. But because the story came to us, and this is something that I've said so many times in Likud HaSichas, if the story comes to us, it must mean a lesson. It means that we have to bring it even within us, simple people. And even though we might say we can't reach this level, even in certain times, in other words, the Rebbe said you should try to accomplish it certain times. You say that you can't accomplish certain times. It says, nevertheless, you could be so occupied in Ruchnius that you totally neglect it. In other words, instead of losing your taste, be in a different level, a level of Ruchnius that you're not going to taste. It says, like the Rebbe says, when you see somebody's very emotional, they don't taste anything. Try to think about the last time you were deeply excited, deeply emotional. You're beyond it. Not you become holy, you're just beyond it. And that's the Chiddush of Yitzchak Kislev, in the Futsa Mensecha Chutza, and how it accomplishes in the person, not only in Torah, but in the person. Yeah, Futsa Mensecha Chutza, there's something the Rebbe said many times, has 2 points. First of all, that the Mayanis themselves, the wellsprings themselves go out, not only the wellsprings stay here and everything flows from it, the wellspring itself goes out, and it goes on the way of Yafutsu, absolute expansion. Nobody and nothing is outside of the realm of its impact. Says the Rebbe, because if there's one place that the Mayanis don't get there, that shows that's limited. And that's not Yafutsu. And regarding the Avodah of a person, that was regarding the Torah. Regarding the Avodah, each person has the Mayan, which is the Neshama, which comes from the Kisya Kavid, Tahirai. And this Mayan has to be revealed within ourself, within our life, in every area that we have. Even the areas of Chutza, things that are out of the realm of the Neshama. And it has to be in a way that the neshama not only controls the guf, but the neshama finds itself within every single thing. And it goes literally to the greatest impact, and that the neshama goes to the guf, and the oifen of yafutsu goes every single area possible. There's no place of the guf without the neshama. Now we can understand with more explanation what the Maggid said, Malachim Mamash, that he said it before Yitzchak Kislev, and the connection to the Alter Rebbe. The neshama comes to this world, it's to refine its guf and its portion in this world, make a dir le'yisparach, that's similar to what Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, that Yaakov sent messengers to Esav, which was to refine it. And just like the shlichus of Yaakov to Esav was in the way of Malachim Mamish, so too the shlichus of us in this world has to be dafka when a person remembers that he's Malachim, that he's a ruchni, that he's spiritual, and that he's only brings his Mamish out, but in other words, he always stays connected to the source. And because you could refine this world in the way of koma sechel l'shem shamayim, which is only in the way of control. So the Maggid comes, it says, no, the ultimate level is when the koichos of the neshama are dealing with gashmius, are only mamish. In other words, they're buttle they have no identity because their fundamental is they're connected to the neshama, which is beyond all this stuff. In other words, there is no room for duchnius. Sorry, no room for gashmius at all. And also in the simple meaning of Yafutz Masech Chutz, they spread chassidus everywhere. The Rebbe's set up that they sent shluchim to various places to spread and reveal the Mayanis Achsidus, and this is Malachim Mamash. In other words, even though we have to do our shlichus, not only just to do it, you know, to Yetz Zayin, but to do it with the entire soul, Neshama. Nevertheless, we have to make sure that the Chutzah has no impact on us. And how do we do that? We make sure that we're connected to the Mayan, and that is that even when we're Chutzah, we remember that all we're doing is the Avod, the shlichus of the Mishalech. And that's what the Magid taught us about shluchim, that only the Guf and the Mamash should be in the shlichus of Chutzah, but the Ruchnius has to stay connected to the Mishalech, to Yaakov. In other words, it should be penetrate within us when we do our work, that our work with Chutzah is simply doing what the Rebbe wants, what Yaakov wants, without any side agendas. Just like the Guf, that's entire intention, existence, is the Ruchnius and the Neshama Shabbat. And then you stay Ruchni, you can stay connected to the Mishalech. And as the Alta Baal Shem Tov said, and we mentioned at the beginning of the Sicha, wherever your will is, that's where you are. And this, and fulfilling this Ayda of making sure that's Malachim Mamish, that we stay connected, allows us to transform everything of the Chutzah into Mayanis, and we reach the level of Vayisal Hashem Amlucha, the incredible level of transformation that's going to happen with the coming of Mashiach of Emasei Kosimar, L'Chshei Yafutzu Mayanis.